Well, after almost 2 years largely COVID-free, West Australians are being told their time inside a hermit kingdom is now over as Omicron seeps through the community. The state government last week abandoned its plan to open its sealed border on the 5th of February. Some applaud the move, but critics include the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. So what are the limits to using isolation against COVID, especially Omicron, at this stage of the pandemic? Matt Bamford reports.
The decision to ditch Western Australia's reopening plan hit Vintosa especially hard. The fully vaccinated Melbourne resident is desperate to see his dying sister in Perth.
My sister was diagnosed with myeloma, bone cancer, over 12 months ago. Unfortunately, a week or so ago, she was told that the treatments weren't working, and as a consequence, she was going home to palliative care, and she was given roughly 2 or 3 weeks to live.
But he's facing 14 days of quarantine from February the 5th, so he might not be able to say goodbye.
Each day is precious. You know, it's sort of, they say 2 to 3 weeks, but God knows how long she's got. So the sooner we can get there, the quicker we can get any quarantine done, the quicker we can see her, hopefully, as that's her dying wish.
The WA government says it would be irresponsible to unleash COVID on a community that's been mostly insulated from the pandemic. But Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says it points to poor management of the state health system.
Well, this is a sign that, you know, the Prince of Perth can't manage his health system. A nation's not going to work without a large section of it as part of it. And West Australia can't just work in splendid isolation from the globe. It's not tenable that way.
For months, Premier Mark McGowan justified some of the toughest border restrictions in the world by promising to crush and kill the virus. Despite these harsh measures, COVID has begun to spread widely across Perth, with 13 new cases reported in the last 24 hours. Health Minister Amber Jade Sanderson says elimination is now no longer possible.
Well, it's certainly the start of Omicron. I think it's clear that we're not going to eliminate Omicron. It's now about how we suppress and manage Omicron, and that's our intention as a government, and certainly that's the advice of the Chief Health Officer, who was very clear that it can't be eliminated because it's so transmissible.
Anyone with COVID symptoms in the state's south is now being urged to get tested, but there is concern about a sluggish response from the public.
It is a bit of a wake-up call for the broader community as well, that we really do have COVID in our community now, and we really need to see those testing numbers higher. By and large, people do the right thing. I think people are probably busy. They're possibly a bit, you know, they've heard a lot about COVID over the last few weeks, and they're not necessarily paying attention. So what we're saying is please get tested.
Almost 12 months ago, an outbreak like this would have led to a wide-scale lockdown. Schools would have closed and gatherings limited. The government says these measures are off the table for now, but there are calls for a greater public health response.
Omicron is out there even as we speak, spreading and doubling every 3 days as we do not have adequate suppression measures in place currently. That is why AMAWA is calling for relatively low-level suppression, not lockdown, and we need to do this to reduce our peak.
Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith is the president of the WA branch of the Australian Medical Association. He'd like to see the introduction of rules similar to those in South Australia.
They have relatively mild suppression. They have density limits at hospitality venues. They have a maximum of 10 people at your home for a function.
It's come days out from the Australia Day public holiday, where in Perth, up to 250,000 people will gather by the Swan River for a fireworks display. Attendants have to wear masks, but the Australian Nursing Federation's Mark Olson says these events should be scaled back.
Bringing in more severe restrictions will do that, and at the very least, they should be closing down the Sky Show on Wednesday. I'm not quite sure how many cases we have to have before they stop, you know, 250,000 people gathering on the foreshores of Perth on Wednesday night.
Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis says the event has approval from the Health Department.
We are proceeding, all guns blazing. The show is going to be spectacular this year. We're very excited to be able to give people the opportunity to come together, to reflect, to respect and to celebrate. But of course, if the situation with COVID outbreaks changes to a point where the health department's advice changes, then we would respond accordingly.
As debate continues over the best balance in public health measures, Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith says endless uncertainty over the border is not good for anyone.
I do not support an open-ended closure of borders which we don't know the endpoint to. That's not good for the psychology of individuals. It's not good for the psychology of society.
Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith is the Australian Medical Association WA President. Matt Bamford with that report.